Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him, with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Randolph Schnack from Platte Valley Lutheran Church in Saratoga, Wyoming.
There is a book that I would recommend to each of you, The Hammer of God by Bo Geertz. It's a novel based on the lives of pastors in the Church of Sweden. One of the conversations in the book deals with the human heart. In this conversation, a young man named Friedfeld tries to explain to a wise old pastor how he knows that he is saved. The old pastor speaks, "I ask only what it is that you believe in." "In Jesus, of course," answers Friedfeld. I mean that I have given him my heart." The older man's face suddenly becomes as solemn as the grave. "Do you consider that something to give him? The heart is a rusty old can on a junk heap. A fine birthday gift indeed." That old man was familiar with today's gospel lesson where Jesus speaks of the heart. "For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these things come from within, and they defile a person." Nevertheless, what we hear from our culture is, "Follow your heart." Tell me, how has that worked? Let's look through Jesus' checklist and see how we're doing. It's easy to check off sexual immorality and adultery. We have come to the point where most young couples see marriage as a quaint option, an old tradition, and the unwed birth rate is skyrocketing. As far as murder is concerned, the abortion count tops 50 million babies who were killed before they drew their first breath. Our culture says follow your heart, and we are rapidly checking off the items on Jesus's checklist from the evil heart. This is what happens when we look to our own feelings, our own thoughts, our own thinking. When we make our own laws, we stumble into the deepest depravity. That is the nature of the human heart. Our culture wants us to believe that man is basically good. The Bible tells us that the heart of man is evil from his youth. But God has a plan for our filthy, sin-stained hearts. And by the way, it's not to receive them as gifts. He has a different plan. He's interested in taking our hearts and putting them to death. As the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to say, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" And again, we know that the old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. And yet again, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. When the Holy Spirit begins his work in us, he takes our filthy, toxic, sinful hearts, and he puts them to death with Jesus on the cross. Then he prepares to create a new and clean heart in us. This also happens in holy baptism. Even as the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write about the removal of the old heart, he also inspired Paul to tell of the new. Paul said, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And again, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. When the Holy Spirit plants faith in us, he removes our filthy hearts of sin and replaces them with new, clean hearts. As Christians, we have new, clean hearts. But we still live in a sinful world. Temptations still attack us from all directions, and we often suffer defeat. That is when our new hearts convict us of sin and drive us back to the cross. There we once again confess our sins and receive forgiveness. Yes, each and every one of us was born with a toxic heart. It was a heart that loved sin and hated God. Over time, our continuous sinning only made those hearts worse. There was no way that we could give our hearts as a gift to God. Instead, God took our filthy, sinful hearts and destroyed them at the cross. Now, through holy baptism, he gives us newly created hearts, hearts that fear, love, and trust in him above all things, hearts that turn to him in time of trouble, and when temptations overwhelm us, hearts that confess our sins in the sure and certain knowledge that God loves us for Christ's sake and will forgive us. These are new hearts that will live with him forever in heaven and rejoice before his throne. These are the new hearts that God has created in us. Amen.
We thank Pastor Randolph Schnack from Platte Valley Lutheran Church in Saratoga, Wyoming, for today's meditation on God's Word.